Black and brown moms and birthing people in Milwaukee have some of the worst birthing outcomes in the nation. Even being pregnant can come with danger. But there are an abundance of birth workers that cater their services directly to these demographics. And many of these people and resources will be gathering this Sunday at the Black Birth Collection. WEWM's Jimmy Gutierrez spoke with a few of them and asked how they would help someone who's expecting.
Take a breath. You're going to have a baby. Now, you might rightfully be freaking out because there is a lot to learn. So we're going to start off with something you can do even before birth, getting a grip on breastfeeding. Paisley Lucas is here to calm your nerves on the topic, even if you have reservations, which she says is normal.
Our parents have been given formula in the hospitals. Our grandparents have been given formulas in the hospital. I mean, we were the babies. We were given formulas in the hospital because there was a huge formula push.
Basically, there's a learning curve to this. To counter skepticism, Paisley pushes knowledge. She consults through her business, Mood, and she also teaches free classes through Milwaukee Rec.
A lot of people have a lot of the same concerns. A lot of it is normally about, like, how do I know if I'm making enough milk? What happens when I go back to work? What does pumping look like?
Okay, hypothetical birthing person, you've taken Paisley's class and she shares more prenatal resources with you, including a big one, one that can provide healthier and safer birthing conditions.
First, congratulations on being pregnant. It's a beautiful journey. I would ask, have you ever heard of what a doula does?
This is Whitney Bingham, director of We Rise Doulas Program and owner of Selfish Evolution.
And if you haven't, a doula would be someone that is an educated support person. Now, I know you have support people in your life that can help you out throughout, but having an educated support person can make a huge difference.
A few things to expect working with Whitney. A birth plan with designated roles for your family and support team. All the potential birthing scenarios you might see. Positions that can help comfort a changing body. And how to advocate for yourself in healthcare settings, among many other things. All right, let's fast forward though. You've celebrated the birth, which was huge news, but the work doesn't stop. Whitney says post-birth care isn't just for baby. It's just as important for new moms and families.
We have developed a mom friend group, so why shouldn't everybody have that? So we want to be more friends than you feel like you're walking into this stuffy environment where you have to, like, censor yourself.
This is Shauna Franklin from Maternally Strong. Her and her three friends, all experienced birth workers, started their own support group. And it went so well, they recreated the idea for other moms. Michelle Wilkins is another member of the team. She says Maternally Strong facilitates meetups that are safe spaces for Black and brown women.
And a lot of the questions that we ask are very intentional.
Like, what are mom's fears or what does she need help with in this moment?
They're very individualized. They are very purposeful questions where we give them the amount of time to think of an answer, but then also the opportunity to, you know, really pour into what that answer means. So, like, we've had women respond, and their response is not even words, it's tears. And, like, for us, that is a response. That's a huge response that we embrace. We're all women, so most of the time we're all in tears, which is okay. However, we use that moment to, like, embrace that that's your response. That's your answer. That's what we're leading with.
Hopefully, at this point in your postnatal journey, you're feeling supported and baby is healthy. These women have all been through it themselves, and all of the work they do is to make this process easier for Black and brown women in a city where it can be incredibly challenging.
Being a Black mom in Milwaukee, I just want to say, ask for help. There's a community here to help, and we want to help. That's why we are here, so it's okay to ask for help. Like, let's help each other, and let's have better birthing outcomes. Like, let's save us.
I also want to let every mom know that you are not alone. This is a hard, wonderful, thankless job that we do every day, 24/7, and it is okay to put you first sometimes. I don't think that gets said enough.
No, it don't. We got you, girl. Come see us and find out what we about.
We're going to cry and turn up. Okay. So it's not just going to be a lot of crying. We're going to turn up too.
That part.
You can find more info directly from all the women and organizations here at the Black Birth Collection this Sunday from noon to 3 at the Kellogg Peak Initiative on 24th and Cherry. Jimmy Gutierrez, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.